So when my sons were very young, they're 21 and 18 now, so this was a long time ago. When my sons were very young, whenever I would drop them off at a birthday party or a play date, I would usually give them some instructions before they went in, right? I would say to them, remember to say thank you when you leave, right? Or remember to mind your manners. When they got older and we waited our turn in the carpool line at the middle school, I'd usually say something like, remember to listen to your teachers. Learning is important, so listen to what they have to tell you. But I knew of this other mom who would always, whenever she would drop her kids off somewhere, she would only say to them, remember you are a Robertson. So wrapped up in that one phrase, you are a Robertson, were all of my reminders on how to behave. She didn't have to spell them all out. She just called to mind their identity. Those four words, it tapped into their whole family history, and it conveyed to the kids and reminded them what was important and what was valued and what was expected. They provided those kids with this assurance that they belonged someplace and to somebody, and they reminded them that they were not alone in the world. And so by reminding her kids to remember who they were, that mom located them in this larger story of the Robertson family, and it gave them an identity, and that identity shaped their own stories. It shaped how the kids lived their lives. So I think the writer of our second lesson this morning, I think James, would agree with this mom's approach. So the Epistle of James, it's mostly lessons about what to do and how to treat each other and how to behave, how to speak out of kindness and not anger and all that stuff. But James knows that all of these things flow from who we are and who God is transforming us into. And so the way James sees it, the difference between the doers of the word and the hearers of the word depends on whether one remembers who they are and who God is creating them to be. So he comes up with this metaphor, and he uses this metaphor of the mirror. And he says, the people who are just hearers of the word are like people who look in the mirror, and then when they walk away, they forget what they look like. They forget who they are. Whereas the doers look in the mirror, and when they walk away, they continue to remember who they are. They remember their identity. And so James gives us the same challenge when we walk out the door. Do you remember who you are? So who are we, right? As Christians, we believe that we receive our identity when we are baptized. So the Lutheran Church, most of us, and I see that you have a little font, right? We sprinkle our babies and we have a wonderful time. And me as a mom who's, you know, practical thinking, sprinkling is just fine with me. But the theologian in me, I have to say, is very envious of those denominations that do the whole dunk in the water and back out again, right? Because in that dunking and back out, you get that whole sense of dying to Christ and then being raised up again as a new person, a new creation with this new identity. So you have the sense of dying to the self, the forgiveness of the sins, letting go of the past, letting go of ourselves, and then rising up as this new person. And who is this new person? It's a child of God, right? You were adopted into God's family and were given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then starts something amazing. God starts to transform our identities and begins to shape them through the work of the Holy Spirit in us and in community. God shapes us and transforms us. And the amazing thing is that God transforms us into an image of his Son, Christ, who is in the likeness of God, God's self. And so today when we were reading through the psalm, I don't know if you caught it or not, but the psalm, Psalm 15, it talks about the people who are considered God's people. Who are the people who are considered God's people? And it lists off a whole giant list of all of these characteristics, right? It says they're people with integrity, people who speak the truth, people who don't slander, people who don't lend money at interest, people who don't take bribes against the innocent. It's all of these things, these characteristics of these people's lives are characteristics that have been shaped into God's character, right? Because we say all these things about God too. And so the people who are considered God's people are shaped into the character of God. Now it's interesting too when you look at the commandments that God has given us, right? It's taken me a long time to kind of figure this out and put all the pieces together. I guess when I was a young kid and I was learning the commandments and had to memorize them all, the thou shalts and the thou shalt nots and whatever, it kind of seemed like a whole bunch of rules that were very constraining and you know, taking away my freedom. But now I see, actually, that the things that are reflected in the commandments, the things that God is encouraging us to do, are actually reflections of God's character itself, right? Of how God works. They reflect God's faithfulness and God's truthfulness, God's compassion and God's justice. And not only that, but it's part of God's project, right? It's like we follow the commandments as a way to be transformed and conformed into the way God is, into God's character. It all kind of hangs together, right? James tells his community then to remember who they are and to live into who God is transforming them into. He does that because actually that is part of God's project, right? Is to transform all of us. God is in the process of redeeming the world and transforming all of us and restoring relationships and getting it so that we can live with God and live with each other. So James tells his community, remember who you are and then live that way and live with integrity. Remember who you are, and even maybe more important, remember who it is that God is transforming you into and live that way. He tells them, remember who you are, especially when you go out in the world, because there are lots of people out there in the world who would want to tell you who you are and how you should live. And a lot of the stuff you hear is kind of contrary to the way God would want you to do it. There are people who will tell you that you need to be rich, you need to have money, you need to be cutthroat in your business dealings, right? Not compassionate, but that is not God's way. And so James knows that and wants us to be able to walk out the door and to always remember who it is that we are. Martin Luther used to say that every morning when he washed his face, he would say, remember your baptism, when the water is like cleansing your face and splashing over you. So I would say to you too, every day when you wash your face, remember your baptism and all that it means. Remember that you're forgiven. Remember that you are a child of God. And remember who it is that God is transforming you into. Because every day God calls us again and again to continue to be transformed. I looked and peeked ahead in the bulletin and I saw that we're going to sing Come and Follow Me. And I love that song. I love it because it has that refrain that says, will you come and follow me if I just call your name? And it says it over and over again. And it's God calling us over and over again to be transformed, to come to him, to remember who we are. And then the refrain, never be the same. Will you come and never be the same? So it's a process. It continues to go on and on. And so this morning when you leave here, I give you that challenge then. As you walk out the door, remember who you are. Remember who God is turning you into, and live accordingly. Amen.